Hello, we're reading excerpts about the work above reason. The excerpts are in our website. You can ask questions there as well. We're in excerpt number 39. Rav?
Yes, the most important topic, and I would even say the only one that is important to a man who is still in the framework of this world, meaning that he is searching for how to rise from the degree of this world, meaning to feel the whole of reality within his will to receive, to a degree where he feels the whole of reality the way that the Creator feels it, that same reality. That ascent is called an ascent from within reason to above reason. And besides that, actually, a person has nothing else to do in this world. There is nothing more important than that. And we truly need to try to make an effort in such a way to understand what does this require of us? What is the difference between these two levels, within reason and above reason? And this actually is all of our work, all of our reality in which we exist right now is only in order for us to make that ascent to faith above reason. Faith above reason means to think, to feel, to accept reality as it is received in the quality of bestowal, in the quality of the Creator. Meaning when a person dresses in the Creator, at least a little bit, partially, then he transitions from the false world to the world of false, of truth. And then he starts to understand what it's all about. Sorry, friends, as you can see, we just lost the picture. What is required of us? Sorry to say now that we have electrical power breakdowns. We're now trying to find out. Apparently it's not as only in our building, it's in the neighborhood. So we will try to overcome it in a way that we're constantly jumping from the external power supply to the getting electricity from our own private generator. Nevertheless, the connection between us, even if you do have all kinds of malfunctions along the way, we must ensure that the connection remains. So, again, we're coming back to the top, to the same topic. Each and every day, we need to be concerned about it. And also throughout the day and throughout the night, it doesn't matter when, a person should constantly check himself. Where is he? What percentage or how much power does he grip faith above reason? Meaning he tries to see the world through the qualities of the Creator, the qualities of bestowal, and he rises higher and higher with that, above the qualities of men, the qualities of the created being, the qualities of perception. Why is that so important? It is important because this expresses our dvekut, our adhesion. This expresses the Adam in us, that we were actually created for that. We exist for that, in order to reach the degree of the Creator, to reach dvekut, And it's the very same thing is expressed by these three words, faith above reason. So let's read, and let's try as much as possible to enter into it and explain it. So where are we?
We're in a document called Work with Faith Above Reason, excerpt number 39 from Shamati 200. The article is the Hizdakhut of the Masach. The Hizdakhut, the purification of the Masach, which occurs in the Patsuf, causes the departure of the light too. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, which is the rejecting force. This is the essence of the Kli. When the Kli departs, the light departs too. This means that a Kli is considered faith above reason, and then the light appears. When the light appears, its nature is to thin out the Kli, to cancel the Kli of faith. Because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Thus, he should see to increasing the Kli of faith, meaning the Masach over the knowing, and then the abundance will not stop from him. This is the meaning of each Kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place of faith. If it were filled, there would be no possibility for a Kli, a place for faith. We'll read again, excerpt 39. The Hizdakhut of the Masach, which occurs in the Patsuf, causes the departure of the light, too. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, which is a rejecting force.
This means that if a person is inside of his ego, then he doesn't have a Masach, a screen, no Tzimtzum, restriction, or no Masach, so he doesn't reject the upper light. He wants to be in knowledge, in reason, to attain, to understand, to feel, to swallow up, in short, the whole of reality, the spiritual reality. And this is the opposite of the ability to attain the spiritual reality. The spiritual reality is the creator. It is the quality of his soul. And they can be attained only according to identification, equivalence of form, only according to how much in a person exists the same bestowal, the same degree of bestowal as the creator. To that extent, the person begins to feel the Creator, because everything follows equivalence of form. Everything is according to equivalence, according to mutual understanding that exists between a person and the Creator. Therefore, all of our work, in the end, is only to build the Kli. And our Kli is a Kli, a vessel of bestowal. It is called faith, bestowal, above reason, that it is above reception. So, the purification of the Masach that happens in the Partsuf, he's telling us what is happening in the spiritual Partsuf. Through this, this causes the departure of the light too, and the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, the restriction is light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, which is the rejecting force. And this is the essence of the Kli, meaning the essence of the Kli is the rejecting force that I don't want to receive. What does it mean I don't want to receive? I don't want to be inside of my vessels of reception. I want to be similar to the Creator, above my reason, above what I can understand and think and feel in my natural kelim vessels. Those were given to me only in order for me to rise above them, for me to push them away, similarly disregard them, so that I will ascend above them to the degree of faith, to a degree where I want to replace my thoughts to the thoughts of the Creator, my desires to the desires of the Creator, my outlook to the outlook of the Creator. I want to replace myself, all of the fulfillments in me that are filled up out of my ego, out of my will to receive. I want to start to feel reality the way that the Creator feels it. This is called to be in faith above reason, meaning through love, through bestowal. This is the essence of the kli, the rejecting force, our rejecting force. When the kli, that kli departs, the light departs too. If there is no rejecting force, then the light also departs and we do not feel spirituality. This means that a kli is considered faith above reason. And then, if a person has faith above reason, that he rejects his own reason and he wants to feel reality like the Creator through the force of bestowal, then the light appears. When the light appears, its nature, the nature of the light, is to purify the kli, meaning to cancel the kli of faith, because this is the light of knowing, so of knowledge. So when it rests in the kli, it cancels the force of faith, and it wants to appear instead of faith in knowledge. Because it is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Because the light of faith, the light of chassadim, does not hold the light of chokhmah. Rather, if the light of chassadim leaves, the light of chokhmah also leaves. Thus, he should see to increasing the kli of faith, meaning the masach over the knowing. And then the abundance will not stop from him. The Creator will not depart from his sensation, his knowledge, his awareness, because he wants to be in identification with the Creator, similar to the Creator, not to see and not to feel. This is called be careful of reaching out to him. Seeing him, it is forbidden to look at the Holy Divinity, but only to accept it, to receive it through identification, that I want to be like it. This is the meaning of each kli being deficient of light, that it's not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place that it, where it lacks becomes a place for faith, whereas if it were filled, there would be no possibility for a kli, a place for faith. Well, Dudi, go ahead and read it, please.
Again, excerpt 39, Baal HaSulam, Shamati 200, the Hizdakhut of the Masach. The Hizdakhut of the Masach, which occurs in the Patsuf, causes the departure of the light too. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, which is the rejecting force. And this is the essence of the Kli. When that Kli departs, the light departs too. This means that the Kli is considered faith above reason, and then the light appears. When the light appears, its nature is to thin out the Kli, to cancel the kli of faith. Because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Thus, he should see to increasing the kli of faith, meaning the masach over the knowing, and then the abundance will not stop from him. This is the meaning of each kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place of faith. If it were filled, there would be no possibility for a kli, a place for faith.
Um,
Okay, let's start with the questions, or maybe read it again. Read it again.
Again, excerpt 39. Shamati 200, the Izdakhut of the Masach.
Before that, we exist in the nature of the will to receive. This will to receive controls us. It controls our mind and our heart. This is what we have, a mind and a heart. And it controls us. And through the will to receive, we feel, we perceive reality. The whole of reality is captured, perceived in us through our will to receive. That degree, that state in which we exist is called the degree of this world, or the degree of the beast, the animate. If we want to rise to the degree of Adam, Adam, human, means similar to the Creator, we need, instead of the degree of knowing, to rise to the degree of faith. What does faith mean? Knowing, or the beast, the way we exist right now, is that we feel everything inside of the will to receive. The Creator exists in bestowal, in love. And if we want to rise to His degree, and this is actually our purpose, then we must acquire the force of bestowal and love, called the force of faith. Therefore, here we learn, how do we acquire this force, the force of faith, that we must acquire above the force of our reason, above the force of reception, meaning bestowal above reception, or faith above reason. It is the same thing. So let's see. What does he tell us?
Excerpt 39. There is the chut of the Masach, which occurs in the Patsuf, causes the departure of the light, too. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, which is the rejecting force. And this is the essence of the Kli. When that Kli departs, the light departs too. This means that a Kli is considered faith above reason. And then the light appears. When the light appears, its nature is to thin out the Kli, to cancel the Kli of faith. Because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in Him, the light immediately departs from Him. Thus, He should see to increasing the Kli of faith, meaning the Masach over the knowing. And then the abundance will not stop from Him. This is the meaning of each Kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place of faith. If it were filled, there would be no possibility for a Kli, a place for faith.
Well, let's go to the questions. Let's start with whom? With Hebrew number 10.
Yes, good morning, Rav. I see a negative reality. That's my reason. So, what does it mean to perceive everything through Kabbalah, or through bestowal?
The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about the true perception, the true reception, not the false one that we have. It says that what we now see, we see it through our ego, through our will to receive, which is corrupted. It doesn't show us the world in which we exist. Rather, everything goes through our will to receive, and then we, accordingly, feel the corrupted reality, which goes through my ego. It's the way you see other people. You see that whatever they think, they're wrong, but they still hold on to it, and they cannot let go of their views. You look at them, and you're certain that they're incorrect. So how come you see it? Through your corruption, you can see their corruption. So you should believe that you too are in corruption, and the same with each one of us, because our ego is in oppositeness to the Creator. He created it. Bara created means Bara outside of the degree. He created it outside of himself. So what we need to do, when we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, when we search for the truth, according to the Reshimo that works in us and demands that we will come to know the truth, then we have to acquire the same sight, same vision as the Creator. That would be the true reality. This is the difference between the world of force and the world of truth. Not to see everything through my own qualities, but rather to try to rise to the qualities of the Creator and to see reality through Him, the way He sees it.
Roy.
But I see them corrupt, okay? As you said, that everyone has this view that is not reasonable.
It says they have eyes but see not. That you need to say about yourself that whatever you now see, it is all an incorrect vision. It's as though you're looking through some device that is corrupting all of your visual faculties, color, distances, everything. You're truly squinting in all dimensions.
So I'm supposed to be what? Like in pure with respect to reality or
no,
innocent?
You don't need to be innocent or naive. What Kabbalists advise us is to perform actions in order to calibrate your device, your sensory devices in the right way. This is considered that you are in equivalence of form with the Creator. So bit by bit, you calibrate yourself in a way that, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, you change your calibration so that you start seeing reality like the Creator. This is called rising on the degrees of our perception of reality, or through adhesion with the Creator, equivalence of form with Him. It doesn't matter how you call it, but so that your vessel of reception with which you perceive reality becomes more and more similar to how the Creator is. This is called the world of truth.
So,
Well, we have many questions. Let's start with Bulgaria.
What is a kli of faith and what is a kli of knowing? And where is the place of prayer here?
The kli of faith versus the kli of knowing. The kli of knowing is what I now want to understand, to feel. No, these are my egoistic vessels, which I have to begin with from childhood. The vessel of faith, which I don't have, that is called the vessel of bestowal. Through the quality of bestowal that I want to acquire, I want to see reality through this kind of a filter. It's called through the masach, the screen, that I will see reality in the quality of bestowal, not in the quality of reception. This is called the kli of faith.
Kazakhstan.
Рав, этот отрывок вызывает много вопросов. Когда мы говорим, что мы должны объединиться...
Rav, this excerpt evokes many questions. When we talk about having to connect and revealing the greatness of the Creator and the connection between us, ultimately, is that not knowing only spiritually?
No, we make all kinds of efforts in order to change our qualities. I'm not going to acquire something from the outside. I have nothing on the outside that I can acquire. On the outside, it is just the upper light filling up the whole of reality. I am studying the wisdom of Kabbalah in order to correct my own qualities. Then my perception will change. Therefore, it is called the wisdom of reception, Kabbalah, the perception of reality.
Что такое тогда достичь, раскрыть Творца? Это и есть вера выше знания?
So what does it mean to reveal the Creator, to attain Him? Is that faith above reason, or is there some knowledge there that I don't know now?
Discover the Creator means to discover the force of bestowal filling up the whole of reality. And it is possible to discover it according to how much I as well will be in the same quality called bestowal.
Знание, это значит эгоизм, получается.
Is knowing egoism?
Knowing is the ego, and above knowing, there is faith above reason. That is the quality of bestowal, the spiritual quality. That is true.
Latin 6. Latín 6.
Que este conocimiento, elevarse por encima del conocimiento, es restringirlo u ocultarlo, ¿es lo mismo?
Please,
can you start the question again?
I'm not hearing the translation.
I'm asking for him to ask the question again.
Ivan, please repeat your question.
Elevarse por encima del conocimiento es restringirlo. ¿Se puede considerar lo mismo como ocultarlo?
Is rising above reason restriction, or is it concealing yourself?
That is correct. When I go above reason, I try to conceal my will to receive, and instead of it, I try to acquire the will to bestow. Yes.
Kivan.
Да-да, вот я в течение дня раскрываю себя полностью порабощенным животным вообще состоянием, заботой о себе. Как над этим выстроить вот клей отдачи от экрана, о котором мы говорим, каждый раз?
You're
asking a practical question, and it's good. How to constantly think about it? Well, as much as possible. And do it in a way that your 10 will constantly remind you that you must be in an inclination coming closer to faith above reason. That's it. And then within that you want it, you will start more and more to ask and to understand what is it that you want, what is it precisely, this way, that way. You will start to build around it some field of scrutiny. Yes.
Ну вот, когда ты раскрываешь полностью вот находящимся в животном состоянии, то есть как это я поднимаюсь над ним? Это я включаюсь в десятку, я... То есть как это...
Руце лирот это улам?
You want to see the world, reality in general, which right now you don't see. Right now you're like in a film, and you're being confused with all kinds of images, characters, qualities. You want to see reality And this reality is called the Creator. The Creator is a field of bestowal, a field of bestowal. And love, let's say, it is a quality, right? You want to see that. In order to see that, you need to be in the same quality, just like in our world. If I want to feel something, to measure something, I need to be in the same quality as this phenomenon, which I like, want to feel, to measure, to receive. It has to be this way, only according to equivalence of form, right? That exists between one thing and the second thing, one can feel the other. Now, the question is, how do we reach a state where we change ourselves according to the Creator? This is called to reach identification with the Creator, to be similar to the Creator.
Ну вот хочется просто переключить себя в какой-то момент каждый раз. Вот как это, как себя.
There is simply a desire to somehow every time how to change the situation.
The 10, there's no other way. You have no other device, no other instrument. If you enter the group, if you annul before them, if you want to be with them together, truly, not even distinguishing between them, between all the friends and yourself, so that everything becomes one, by that, you begin to come closer to identification with the upper force, with the Creator. The group is simply the means with which you can do it.
Okay.
That's correct. The group is a kli of faith.
Buongiorno Rav, una domanda da Luigi. Cosa significa?
Good morning Rav, a question by Luigi.
La luce si allontana immediatamente da lui.
What does it mean that the moment you start knowing the Creator, the light immediately departs from him?
When he starts to get to know the Creator, the light departs.
Yeah, the light departs from
him.
What
light did he have? Which departs?
When there's knowing, when you start knowing, the light departs.
That's something else. It's after he acquired the kli of faith and then comes to him the light of knowing. It's in order for him to rise even higher. Yes, this is what he writes here. That's yet another stage above what we talked about so far.
BBUK.
Так из того, что вы сказали, Влад, что это означает получить в кли веру?
So out of what you said, what does it mean to be a guarantor in the group?
That I don't want to determine. I need to determine the quality of faith as higher than the quality of knowing, or the quality of bestowal as greater, higher than the quality of reception. And this is possible only by performing all kinds of efforts in the group. And of course, I can't reach it by my own forces, but then I can ask of the Creator. I then have pressure, an urge, a drive to ask the Creator to do it for me.
Yes?
Does that mean that I build the form of the group
yes.
in me?
Yes. United VG3.
Какими способами мы, как десятка, можем восстановить и увеличить кли веры?
By what means can we, as a 10, increase the kli of faith?
Only by greater and greater connection within you, between you, that each and every one of you annuls himself towards the 10. This is how it is. Okay?
USA Northwest.
Дорогой Раф, вот у нас есть десятка, у нас есть группа, у нас есть...
Dear Rav. We have a 10, we have a group, we have lessons. We have everything that is required to advance. I'm thinking about dissemination. What does it mean to have a group, a 10 lessons for the future society when they'll really need it?
The 10 is the correct structure of the future society. The whole of society, the entire kli of Adam HaRishon, corporeal or spiritual, it doesn't matter. If it is a kli, then it is truly the same 10. Therefore, when we now work in a 10, each one in his 10, by that, we express our relation to the general kli, the general soul. Okay. Now we have also Latin 4.
Vakasha, Latin 4.
Buenos días, Rab. La pregunta es, ¿cuándo una vasija se queda en recesión y cómo esta puede salir de allí rápidamente? Gracias.
The question is, what happens to a kli that is departed, as the text says, and what actions should we take to come back from that state?
That too is through connection with the friends. And to try that you will constantly help each other to be in an inclination towards faith above reason. To constantly think about how do I elevate myself from my personal feeling to the way that it appears in the quality of bestowal, in the qualities of the Creator.
Kiev 2.
Ну вот мы сейчас в десятке все больше обсуждаем, что такое открыть сердце перед товарищем, перед десяткой.
We're discussing in the 10 all the time what it means to open the heart to the friends. Can we say that this is our whole work?
I'll read the Rabash's articles about the 10, about the group, and really plow through them really well. Harkov.
Правильно ли говорить, что после правильных усилий и
will it be correct to say that after the right kinds of efforts, we could feel a new mind and emotion?
Во-первых, не дергайся перед микрофоном. Невозможно тебя слушать. Нормально держи микрофон около рта. И во-вторых, четко определи, что ты спрашиваешь, чтобы было конкретней. Хорошо? Все.
Спасибо.
Latin 1.
¿Qué es que la luz purifica el kli y que esto cancela el kli de la fe?
What does it mean that the light purifies the kli? And how can we reach the kli of faith?
The kli, the vessel of faith, we reach it through efforts in connection in the 10 and the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. All in all, by that, we draw the reforming light, the upper light, a light of bestowal that comes to us and it influences our vessels of reception and it changes them. This is all of our work. How do we acquire faith above reason? Only in such a way. Okay.
Moscow 7.
Товарищи, почему работа верой выше знания проявляется исключительно в группе?
Why does the work in faith above reason appear only in the group? Since we know the Creator is everywhere, He fills the entire reality. The light shines.
The Creator fills up the whole of reality. Which reality does He fill up? A reality which is 10 sefirot, not more, no less. 10. The 10 sefirot, we can let the light fill them up on the condition that we connect between us outside of our egoistic desire. We connect with others. By that, we become to some degree similar to the light, and to that extent the light appears in us. This is why without connection between us, it's not going to work. You can spend another 20 years making efforts like you were doing. I remember you all of these years. And nothing is going to help, because you must nevertheless rise above your stubbornness and put it on your head and say, I accept whatever Kabbalists tell me. That's it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's no other way with which to be rewarded with spirituality. It's impossible.
You say Midwest.
Rob, after we get the kli of faith, how do we increase it?
As usual, as he's telling us here, then the light comes and we have to cope with it and not accept it within knowing, and again to prefer to be in a greater kli of faith. When the light of Chokhmah comes, and by this it cancels the light of Chassadim, we need to not receive the light of Chokhmah, rather to intensify the light of Chassadim. This way we intensify our faith above reason to the next degree, and that's how we rise from one degree to the next. The light of Chokhmah helps us. It similarly wants to cancel our kli of bestowal, and we do not agree to it, and we rise above it to a greater vessel of bestowal. This is how we walk on both feet, left, right, left,
right. Rav,
how do we connect and see knowledge as darkness and faith as greatness? It's only by walking on the degrees that we can understand what is happening to us. And to rising to the very first degree is the hardest ascent. Later on, when a person has experience, he already advances in an easier fashion.
United VG1. Lo shomim.
We don't hear you.
Задаю товарищ из Нью-Йорка, над какими знаниями необходимо подниматься?
אנחנו צריכים להתעלות על תפיסה האגואיסטית שלנו.
We have to rise above our egoistic perception. United VG3.
Если мы уменьшаем взаимовключение, свет уходит в клипот?
יותר ברור.
Please speak more clearly. If we diminish the hitkalilut, if we lessen our integration, the light comes down to the klipot, the shells. Rav, yes.
Kab yuto.
Good morning, Rav. When the light departs the kli, where does it appear from again? Do we need to perform any action for it to appear?
Of course, we need to perform an action. When the light leaves the kli, this is the purification of the masach. Apparently, that's what you mean. We need to perform the next actions. Additional actions become revealed. We haven't yet reached it. The light comes out of the kli. I wish we make some preparations so the light will enter the kli.
Ashkelon.
If the group is the vessel for faith above reason, how do I scrutinize or discover the light that appears in the group?
To the extent that you are connected to a group, this light is your light. Volga.
Когда я постоянно пытаюсь представить себе единство десятки, всегда обнаруживаю какое-то место разрыва, где.
When I try to constantly depict to myself the unity of the den, I always discover some place of a tear where I end and a friend start. How do I overcome this tear, this gap?
This cessation between me and the friends is only shut by the action of the upper light on us. When we're asking the Creator to connect us from individuals to one, to make of us one desire, one body. Eilat.
Eilat.
Yes. Now it just opened up. So, actually, if I work with the friends, I put a screen, a masach, on my faith, and then I reach faith above reason.
You put a masach, a screen, on your reason. You don't want to know. You want to be in the vessels of bestowal, in the qualities of bestowal, qualities of connection with others. That's what you're asking the Creator for. And you get some illumination that helps you to come closer to others this way. That means you're already in the quality of faith, of bestowal above reason, above reception. PT 29.
It turns out that a complete partsuf doesn't have enough of a desire to connect with the entire ten, because we cannot use.
I can't hear anything. Speak clearly if you know how to.
We need to be.
Say it in Russian.
If the partsuf needs to be complete, then a single desire of the ten is not enough. It's not enough to have just the desire of the ten. We need the connection with the upper one also.
In the ten, it may be not a ten, it may be five, three even, doesn't matter how many people, but if we connect above our ego and we turn to the Creator to help us to be together as much as possible, by that we draw the light that reforms, that connects us. To the extent that this light connects us, accordingly, we receive the ability to feel the force of faith. Hadera 1.
Hadera
1.
Here, there's an issue of the concepts here. It says that when the light comes, its nature is to purify the kli, that is, to cancel the kli of faith. Why is the purification of the kli the consolation of the kli of faith?
Because the light is the light of faith, and when the knowledge comes, it cancels faith. I don't need faith. That's how, between knowing and the faith, we're always rising in the degrees, left and right, left and right. PT 22.
Rav, annulment in the 10 is considered a masach over knowing.
Annulment is not yet a masach. Annulment is still when I annul myself. The masach is the force of rejection, the force of overcoming. So, there are more actions for us to acquire a masach. Makviji 2.
Good morning, Rav. Is the increase of faith above reason through the desire that the Creator will lead us to complete the annul before His control?
Yes, you can say that. Chavel?
Rav, what do I do throughout the day? I scrutinize where I am all the time.
What you're scrutinizing is what it means, what faith above reason means. You're always trying to understand this term, this concept.
Okay, and then what, do I need to pray for it? When it leaves me, should I pray or?
Pray, ask, cry, it doesn't matter. But the main thing is that you all the time want to scrutinize this concept. PT 5.
Rav, can you, if possible, read this excerpt and explain it through the prism of the 10?
I think I can. Yes, everything is through the 10. Otherwise, how can you explain this? Okay, go ahead. The hizdakhut of the masach that occurs in the patsuf causes the departure of the light too, that was in the patsuf. And the reason is that after the tzimtzum, the light is captured only in the kli of the masach, the rejection for the clothing, which is the rejecting force. So if the screen purifies and loses its force of rejection, the light departs. And this is the essence of the kli. Meaning the force of the masach is the essence of the kli. What is the force of the masach? When I reject all the knowing, all the feeling that wants to clothe in me directly. I don't want it. I stand on guard. Guard myself. And then the light appears. Oh, wait, hold on. I skipped a part. When the kli departs, meaning the masach that rejects, the light departs too. This means that a kli is considered faith above reason. A force of bestowal, a force of bina, that's built above the vessel of reception, the kli of knowing. And then the light appears. When you reject knowing, then it actually comes above your rejection. When the light appears, its nature is to thin out the kli. It wants to annul, to cancel the restriction on the masach, meaning to cancel the kli of faith, the force of bestowal. Because this is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Because knowing is a light of a fulfillment of the vessels of reception. Thus, he should see to increasing the kli of faith, meaning the masach over the knowing. so that he will receive the knowing above. He won't let the knowing spread into his vessels of reception. And then the abundance will not stop from him. Meaning the light of Chassadim will spread in him all the time, more and more. This is the meaning of each kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. Always pushing away the light. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place of faith. When he doesn't want to receive knowledge, rather, from the knowledge he wants to build the kli of faith. He wants to be in more identification with the Creator, and the Creator is only the light of bestowal. If it were filled, there would be no possibility for a kli, a place for faith. That's why it is forbidden for him to fulfill himself. Rather, always hold himself above the kli of knowledge, the kli of knowing, as much as he can. Now, of course, all these things, I can only depict them in a 10. Because where do I practically realize bestowal? Faith. That's only with respect to the friends. Only together with them, or with respect to them. That's why this is how we build the kli. Otherwise, it won't be a kli for me. If I don't reject my knowledge, my knowing, and want to connect to my friends, I won't even have any recognition of evil with respect to where I am. In knowing rather than in bestowal.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, the middle line is the revelation of the light permanently in the kli?
Yes, but I recommend not to ask about things we didn't learn about, what we didn't learn now. Moscow 3.
Доброе утро. У меня такой вопрос. Мы думаем и говорим в десятке, молитве.
We think and we say in the ten, in a prayer, we about the connection of the one kli. We use all of the words besides bestowal and love. So what is it? The ego is lying to us a little bit so that we will focus on...
We're talking in the wisdom of Kabbalah about real situations, real states. In our world, there is no bestowal. There is no giving. Everything is reception. Regarding the intention, we're always receiving. We're never giving anyone. Even if you give everything, it's all only because I'm receiving. That's why it's as if we're lying to ourselves. United VG1.
Is there a difference between the faith of a man to the faith of the ten?
A person can be in faith under the condition that he annuls to the ten. The ten exists under the condition that there is annulment there of the friends, one to the other, or one, each one to the concept of the ten. P.T. Young.
Good morning, Rav. What is the abundance here in this whole process? It says at the end, and the abundance will not stop from him. What is the abundance?
Abundance is the light of Chochmah clothed in the light of Chassadim. Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. My question is my deficiency to advance the resistance? This is what I need to ask for.
My deficiency for advancement is the resistance I have to direct reception. Yes.
And this is what I need to ask for, Rav?
Ask for a massage.
Okay, I understand. Thanks.
Czechoslovakia.
We intend create a common kli. Will all of us feel power of bestow same?
Lo, vaday shelo beota tzura.
No, of course it won't be the same. We won't feel it the same, the force of bestowal, because each one has his own vessels. But that doesn't matter. We can only compare or equalize the degrees between us. We can't equalize our inner feelings, because each one has his own kli. Each one has his own personal point in the heart. That's why his integration in the general kli is also individual. PT 25.
So, is faith above reason permanently? Does it become a kind of knowing?
It becomes a new kind of knowing. Yes. This is it's knowing as if it's the Creator's. Yeah, we can say it this way. PT 13.
There is a question. What is the difference between the lack of faith and yearning?
Yearning is something you don't yet know. Chisaron, a deficiency, you already have a kli that is deficient. That's more clear. A kli that is about to receive is called deficiency. A kli that wants to come closer is called yearning. PT 27.
You mentioned before an element before the 10 or an element before the friends. Can you clarify the difference between an element towards the 10 and an element towards the friends? And where should I aim myself more?
Annulment to the
an element
friends?
Towards the friends or an element towards the concept of the 10?
Annulment to the friends is maybe personal kinds of work intermittently, these and those. Annulment to the 10 is annulment to the general connection. When we already build a true 10 as a kli, which is common, and there we reveal spirituality, the clear faith.
Is there a difference between when I annul before the friends or I try to annul before the 10?
A 10 is a more whole concept.
So we should aim ourselves to annul before the 10 or annul before the friends or both?
That depends on the way you understand it. It doesn't matter. Usually annulment to the friends may be personal, individual work with respect to each and every friend. And with respect to the 10 is with respect to the integral 10, the concept of the 10. Last question from BBUK. Oh, we have more.
I apologize for asking again, but the kli of faith in relation to the 10, to the friends, I received an answer. But should this be reciprocal work of me and the friends, or is it only my work?
It's your work with your friends. It's not your work with your friends. It's not their work with you. You don't have to require or demand that if you do something, they have to do it back. Rather, you have to do whatever you can to help them bestow and advance as much as they can understand and take part in it. That's not your work anymore. It's the Creator doing. Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav, la domanda è come faccio a tenere la luce.
Good morning Rav. My question is
dal mio vaso, ogni qualvolta faccio delle azioni
di how can I keep the light of Chokhmah outside of my kli? Each time I perform actions in the ten or in dissemination, I don't want to receive anything for myself, nothing for my emotions.
Okay, so what's the question? If you don't want to receive anything for yourself, that's good. That's called that you may be incorporated in them. And that's your kli. It's like malchut, integrated in the upper nun. So you have a kli. Kavkaz.
Вот намерение вы сказали, что оно всегда в получении. А что такое чистая отдача?
You said that the intention is always towards reception. What is pure bestowal?
Bestowal means that I rise by the force of faith I received from above and I fill others through me. It's when I receive their deficiencies. It's not my deficiencies. It's clear it's theirs. Because I detached myself from the force of reception. And then I receive, I absorb their deficiencies and I raise these deficiencies above to the Creator and I'm asking for their fulfillment. So it happens through me. That's how we fulfill each other. Tel Aviv
1. This means that I don't want anything for myself. I just want to be a pipeline and pass it on to them, do good to them. And I completely annul. Now, if the purpose of the Creator is to delight His created beings, what remains of me that might even enjoy this delight?
Being the pipeline, filling them, that's what you have, no more. By that you resemble the Creator and you feel that you're like Him, like the Creator.
This is the greatest possible pleasure or...
Is there anything higher than the Creator? And now are you in a state like Him?
So nothing remains in me, it all passes through me and it's all one system, that's where the pleasure is?
Yes. Okay, that's enough with all these questions. Dudi, read excerpt 39 again, then we'll move on.
Excerpt number 39 from Bara Sulam Shamari 200, the Hizdakut, purification of the Masach.
During the day, we should also read this again a few times and talk about it when we communicate in the tens, please.
The Hizdakut, purification of the Masach screen, which occurs in the Partsuf, causes the departure of the light too. And the reason is that after the Tzimtzum restriction, the light is captured only in the Kli of the Masach, which is the rejecting force. And this is the essence of the Kli. When that Kli departs, the light departs too. This means that a Kli is considered faith above reason. And then the light appears. When the light appears, its nature is to purify the Kli, to cancel the Kli of faith. Because it is so, meaning that it comes into a form of knowing in him, the light immediately departs from him. Thus, he should see to increasing the Kli of faith, meaning the Masach over the knowing, and then the abundance will not stop from him. This is the meaning of each kli being deficient of light, that it is not filled by the light that it lacks. It follows that every place of lack becomes a place for faith. Rather, if it were filled, there would be no possibility for a kli, a place for faith.
So we'll think about it during the day. We'll read this excerpt in the meetings of the 10 during the day, at least in 2 meetings. We'll talk about it, and even for each and every one, if you have the opportunity, read these lines again, and we'll advance on. In the meantime, let's move on to the next part.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, let's sing.
Somewhere in the still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts, guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. The answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun from the silence that came and calls everyone. Here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as